of a day is this for you and for this group?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot earlier than we wanted to do this. You know, after last year, I think, you know, we wanted to, you know, to go farther than we did, and you know, especially make playoffs, and you know, it's frustrating.
You can look at the start. You can look at the word consistency. But outside of those two things, why didn't it happen this year?
You know, I think a big part of it was, you know, last year we, you know, in the third periods, if we were down, you know, we'd find a way to get those timely goals and you know, get that extra point and have a chance in overtime or shootout. And this year, you know, the goals didn't come, and you know, that's something that we have to figure out next year.
TJ, there's always a lot of talk on this day about world championships. Have you been invited, and if so, what's your plan?
Yeah, they asked. You know, I think, you know, the way that my body feels right now, you know, not feeling 100%. I think it's better to, you know, go home, relax, you know, get back to 100% and get back to training for next year.
So, just to be clear, you've officially told them you won't be going. You've declined.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, you know, my main priority is here, and you know, I think it's more important to go home and recover and get back to training for next year.
There's been a lot of talk about Worlds as a final kind of audition for World Cup. Any concern for you that would impact your chances of representing Canada in September?
No, they said, you know, I talked to them and they said that, you know, if I didn't go, it wouldn't have an impact. You know, obviously going would, you know, it would benefit me, but, you know, I think for the team and you know, for my body, I think it's better just to relax and recover.
Was Tree putting some heat on you?
He asked. You know, it's his job. He's, you know, he's the GM, so, you know, he's going to ask, and you know, he understands. He's, you know, he's been great through it all.
But not to question your drive or your body and health or priorities, but is there a benefit for players to get that taste of winning again, even if it's somewhere else?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, depending on the situation, I think, you know, there's different scenarios. You know, sometimes it's, you know, it's definitely beneficial to go. I think at other times, you know, to get that extra rest, to get back to training earlier, I think it's, you know, beneficial that way too.
DJ, one of the strange anomalies this year was the penalty kill, and it finished 30th in the National Hockey League, but the pieces are there for it to be much better. But why did it struggle all year?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, different things, you know, you can look at. You know, we pretty much did the same thing all year. You know, at the same time, I think, you know, we went from being the least penalized. I don't know what the official stats were at the end of the year, but we definitely took a lot more penalties, you know, after February. So, you know, the more you kill, the more tired guys get, and, you know, it's a domino effect. And you know, I think that, you know, down the stretch, that definitely hurt us.
Is that something that can be solved fairly quickly in-house?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things we'll have to look at. You know, I think, you know, we, down the stretch, we scored, you know, a lot of shorthanded goals at the same time. But, you know, it's something that, you know, you watch some video and change some things around, and I think it, you know, will fix it.
I asked Mark this same question, kind of loaded, I understand, but a lot of people are, you know, pinning much of the struggles this year on netminding and saying with better goaltending, this Flames team would be in a better position. Can you just respond to that?
No, you can't blame it just on, you know, three guys. You know, it's a team game, and, you know, whether, you know, a bad goal got let in or not, you know, we have to find ways to score and recover from that. Just like, you know, when a player makes a mistake, and, you know, you need the goalie to bail you out sometimes. So, you know, it works both ways. And, you know, I think it's this year it happened where, you know, if a guy made a mistake, we didn't, you know, get the save, and, you know, when the goalie, you know, made the mistake, we didn't get the goal to make up for it. And I think it was, you know, it all happened at the same time, and, you know, that's never good.